The Power of Your Words, a compilation.
Can positive words of encouragement really make a difference? I think so. In fact, I don't think I'd be writing this article right now without them. Let me explain. Remember how awkward middle school is? Well, I was the definition of awkward. Seriously, people used to call me Awkward Ally because of how shy I was, and the frizzy hair, braces, and glasses combo didn't help matters. But one day, in English class, my favourite teacher at the time had us write poems to read aloud to the class. Naturally, I was petrified. But after I read mine, I'll never forget the positive words of my teacher. She paused and she said, "You have a gift." Words have the power to shape our worlds, because they inform the stories we tell ourselves. And those stories in our heads influence the way we act and the people we become. So those words, they were game-changing for me. Why? My teacher's words encouraged me to become a writer, which I love. Now, think about your life. Can you think of a time when someone encouraged you with positive words at the right time? What impact did it have on your life? Now consider the impact of your words on others. Our words have the power to bring death or life to any situation. With one sentence, we can either destroy someone's confidence or remind them of their identity in Christ. We can either encourage them with life-giving words that will shape their story in a positive way, or we can discourage them with harmful words that damage them. Pastor Craig Groeschel says it this way: every time you think something good about someone, share it. Never rob someone of the blessings of an unspoken treasure. That doesn't mean you say compliments you don't mean. But it does mean that we are on the lookout for ways we can genuinely encourage others around us. Positive words of encouragement matter more than we think, and giving positive words to others actually helps you start thinking of yourself more positively too. When you look for the good in the world and in others, you start finding it. That helps you start staying positive and developing a more Christ-like attitude. If you could bless someone's entire day with one small act, wouldn't you do it? You have that power every day, simply with the words you say. So look for ways to sincerely compliment and encourage those around you. Ally Wiseman. When you whisper words of praise to me, it draws us closer together. And when you express your admiration and appreciation for those around you, it draws you closer to each other. It helps the person feel loved, needed, and noticed. When you see something good about someone, it's probably me putting that thought in your mind because I want you to say it. Give that compliment or express appreciation for that good job. Even if you've said it many times before, say it again. Don't worry that others will get tired of hearing your positive words. Hardly anyone ever does. It doesn't have to be big things that you acknowledge or appreciate people for. In fact, it's good to concentrate on the little things, because those are what often go unnoticed. If you feel you're not observant enough to know what to say, just ask me, And then when I show you something positive, say it. Every person on earth needs to feel appreciated. When you give appreciation freely, you become a channel for my love to flow through to that person. Pray for the gift of appreciation, and then put feet to your prayers by getting in the habit of voicing sincere appreciation at every opportunity. Another wonderful thing about showing appreciation through kind and genuine words is that the more you do it, the happier it makes you as well, because it will help you recognize your blessings. Words of appreciation, gratitude, encouragement, and acknowledgement start a positive cycle that will amaze you. Jesus. Words have real power. God spoke the world into being by the power of his words. Humans are made in God's image, and our words also have power. Our words do more than convey information. They have an impact on people. Words can exacerbate wounds and inflict them directly. Alternately, words can build up and be life-giving. Of all the creatures on this planet, only humans have the ability to communicate through the spoken word. The power to use words is a unique and powerful gift from God. Our words have the power to destroy and the power to build up. Are we using words to build up people or destroy them? Are they being filled with love or hate, bitterness or blessing? Complaining or compliments, lust or love, victory or defeat. Words are so important that we are going to give an account of what we say when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words, you will be condemned." GotQuestions.org. Once, an old man spread rumors that his neighbor was a thief. As a result, the young man was arrested. Days later, the young man was proven innocent. After being released, the man felt humiliated as he walked to his home. He sued the old man for wrongly accusing him. In court, the old man told the judge, "They were just words, didn't harm anyone." The judge, before passing sentence on the case, told the old man, "Write all the things you said about him on a piece of paper. Cut them up, and on the way home, throw the pieces of paper out. Tomorrow, come back to hear the sentence." The next day, the judge told the old man, "Before receiving the sentence, you will have to go out and gather all the pieces of paper you threw out yesterday." The old man said, "I can't do that. The wind has spread them, and I don't know where to find them." The judge then replied, "The same way. Simple comments may destroy the honor of a man to such an extent that one is not able to fix it." The old man realized his mistake and asked for forgiveness. Words are powerful. They have the ability to inspire, motivate, and persuade, or discourage, dismiss, and dissuade. With your words, you wield the power to plant seeds of either success or failure in the mind of another. And in the process, you reveal who you are, how you think, and what you believe. Whether it's inspiring a nation, launching a product, building a team, or mending a relationship, the right words spoken at the right time can change history. Shu Van Gi, S.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.